Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Summer Vasilev and Alex Orlata, the founders of Waxing in the City. Now, Waxing in the City is an exclusive waxing studio devoted solely to the art of waxing, catering to both women and men. And we're going to talk to Alex and Summer about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Summer Vasilev and Alex Orlata, the founders of Waxing in the City. And Waxing in the City is an exclusive waxing studio devoted solely to the art of waxing, catering to both women and men. Hi Alex, hi Summer, how are you ladies doing today?
Great.
Hi Marty, we're good.
Hi. That's fantastic. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
You're calling from Denver, Colorado.
Nice. That's fantastic. How's the weather there today?
Gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Finally,
and sunny.
Right? That's good.
Yes.
Well, we deserve it, right? It's after the long winter.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could start off with the beginning. You know, we'll go back to the beginning of, you know, the history of waxing in the city. You know, I mean, this industry in itself, Summer and Alex, I mean, actually has an interesting history, doesn't it? Because, you know, I think of, you know, when I think of waxing, if you go back like 20, 30 years ago, it was probably more, I guess, women-oriented, and it was probably like somewhere in a back room, where today, you know, in 2015, it's a lot different, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How about we start off like with the history of waxing in the city? Like, I mean, how did the whole concept begin, and how did both you two come together?
I think from a very young age, both Alex and I were interested in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
We've both been licensed estheticians for approximately 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked together. We started our careers together back in the late 90s, early 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked in a day spa together.
Okay.
And over the course of working together for about 4 years, we really started to see the pendulum swing from being kind of the day spa, one-stop shopping to more specialization. And
yeah.
We really started to see that waxing was the bulk of our business. And that prompted us to come up with the idea of exclusive waxing and create a place that, you know, we could be known for doing one thing and doing it really well. And so we started Waxing the City in November of 2003.
Wow, that's fantastic. It was, you know, in watching the videos on your website, Summer and Alex, I mean, it really is fascinating. I mean, you know, you see, you know, the whole appeal of your type of business. What makes Waxing in the City special and different from some other companies that are similar to what you do?
I think it makes us, what makes us different is that our company was created based on the idea that customers weren't receiving a waxing experience that was specialized to their needs and their wants and their comfort level, and just even a general knowledge of the service.
That's true. The general knowledge of the service is also, you know, Summer and Alex. I mean, that is a lot of truth. You know, when I was watching the videos and I saw there was one gentleman, you know, he just said how he could breathe so much better after getting, and I said, oh my God, I have that problem. You know what I mean? It seems like a universal, you know, type of situation, you know, and it is becoming, you know, it's nice to see that it is becoming more popular for men today as well, right? I mean, it seems like you have almost, I guess, just as many men coming in as women. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, waxing is for everyone, and I think male clientele has definitely grown. I would say it's about 25% of our business currently, but not only for men, but for you know, people of all ages. So we have teen waxing.
Wow.
You know, you have your young professionals, all the way up to you know the older generation waxing as well. You know, we have clients in their 80s as well.
That's amazing. I mean, when you think of the size of that industry, you know, I mean, when you're mentioning, you know, tweens all the way up to, you know, the mature audience, I mean, the market is pretty huge. That, how big is your industry, Summer and Alex? I mean, are there any numbers yet on the industry?
You know, I would say that it's a billion-dollar industry for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The annual growth is estimated at about 7.6% over the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
And currently, I mean, there are no companies with a dominant market share in this industry, which really, you know, leaves Waxing the City an opportunity for rapid growth.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How do you describe the franchise to someone? I mean, if both you ladies were at like a big franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, so what do you do? How do you typically respond to the question?
I would have to say, to start off, Waxing the City franchise system is support, support, support.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We have departments as far as construction and development to marketing to real estate. And, you know, our number one job is to support a franchisee from the start all the way to finish.
We have ongoing training, consultants that to help, you know, through every step of the process from start to ongoing.
Yeah, and you could see that, you know, what I like about this business, too, I mean, to me, I mean, again, it seems like it's almost in studying the business model anyway. It's almost like an addiction, or, you know, once you start having waxing done, it seems to me like there's this repeat sale or repeat sale factor, you know, where your guests or your clients come in on a more frequent basis, don't they?
It's definitely a lifestyle.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Where I think in the past, you know, when I was reading about the, history of the industry, it was more, you know, if you went back 20 or 30 years ago, it was done more like on a special occasion, whether it was a wedding or something like that, you know, where today it has just become, it's certainly more commonplace. One of the questions we like to ask our guests on the show, it kind of stumps them a bit sometimes, you know, what's been some of the most interesting things that have happened to you, Summer and Alex? And I'll start with Summer first.
I think it's definitely the growth of Waxing the City and, you know, and just franchising and the acquisition with Anytime Fitness.
The franchise, did you picture yourselves franchising Summer and Alex? I mean, when you first started this whole concept, you know, I mean, where, you know, the company is today, I mean, did you have any vision that, you know, this is where you would be and franchising the concept across the United States?
Not initially, but just over time, you know, it grew from one studio to two to three, and then we ended up expanding into the to Dallas, Texas, and that's when it really became apparent that this was a model that was franchisable, and
yes,
we wanted to be able to allow others to be part of this growth and ownership, and so we looked towards franchising.
That's great. Alex, how about yourself? Anything interesting that stands out over the years?
Over the years, I think what's been interesting is to see the passion from other people for Waxing the City. You know, it's been something that's been so near and dear to Summer and myself for so long, and now to see other people really having that same passion and that drive to make Waxing the City successful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Anytime Fitness is a partnership that you guys became involved with, and they're really, I guess we could say, like they're experts in franchising. You know, I mean, since they've started and where they are today, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the partnership that you have with Anytime Fitness.
Well, as far as the partnership with Anytime Fitness, I don't know. It's been a really easy transition, and I think it's due to our shared values. Go ahead, Summer.
I was going to say they've really helped Waxing the City grow rapidly with having all of the experience, and they're really, you know, a powerhouse when it comes to franchising.
That's true. And it seems like a relatable business, right? I mean, you know, it's, you know, at first I was like thinking of, you know, how the two like kind of like matched together, but, you know, when I was listening to the interview with the founders of Anytime Fitness, you can see how there's kind of like a match and what they kind of saw in your business as well. You know that the people are you know, conscious of, you know, how they look, you know, and their physical appearance and things like that. You know, it's very important. So it seemed like it was a very interesting match of the two companies kind of like working together in this whole concept.
Oh, for sure. I think that I think waxing, sometimes people don't they don't see the relationship that you have with your technicians and how a simple wax, a simple eyebrow wax, can leave you you know, feeling great for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we could jump to like your franchisees. You know, I've had the opportunity of seeing some of the videos of interviews with some of your franchisees. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Alex and Summer?
I think, you know, financially qualified, business savvy women or men who have a passion for providing consumers with highly specialized waxing experiences, individuals who are hardworking, energetic.
Yeah. Because this is a customer service-oriented business, too, you know, and you know, to me, you know, it seemed like, you know, what you're providing as well, you know, and again, looking at the videos and reading about your franchises, it's an experience, isn't it, for your clients?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. What about the training? I mean, what's that like? You know, once you decide that, you know, you like them and they like you, how does that work? Do they typically come out to Denver? Is that where the training is actually held?
Yeah, we have 5 yeah. days of training in Denver.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's easy to learn, too, Summer and Alex. Not to say, you know, but, I mean, you know, again, in watching, you know, off the website, you know, it didn't look like it was a difficult concept to learn, which made so much sense in why, you know, the concept is certainly, you know, franchisable. You know, it was a week, of course, you know, learning, you know, the business ins and outs and things like that. But what fascinated me, too, is it didn't look like it was painful. You know, like when your guests were, you know, in the place and, you know, they're getting something done, it didn't look like there was too much pain involved in the process. You know, there's always that great movie scene, I'm sure everyone talks about it, you know, when they come in, you know, the 40-year-old virgin, you know, where he's getting his chest waxed, you know, and, you know, making it look like it's this painful experience. But it didn't seem that way at all with your guests. It seemed like a very painless type of concept.
Well, I think that's where we wanted to, you know, that's where we differentiate ourselves is we've always really focused on our training and how can we minimize this, you know, this service that people have always looked at as like this torturous thing
right.
and actually turn it into a really great experience, you know, with, you know, minimizing that pain and having great relationships with our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. What would a typical day be like for a franchisee? I mean, like, how does that work, you know, from, like, the morning to, you know, the middle of the day to, you know, I guess closing up at the end of the day? How do you typically describe that?
Well, for me, I don't think there is a typical day in the studio.
Which is good.
I think that's what's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's
what's fun about our industry is that you're constantly meeting, you know, new, interesting people every day, and it's like, every day holds something new in Wax in the City.
Right, which is fantastic. In studying both of your backgrounds, to me, I mean, you came off as being entrepreneurs, and the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. I mean, most of them have it in their mind that they want to get into franchising, but they find it very difficult because there's just so much out there to choose from. What advice would both you ladies give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, do your research, know your options
mm-hmm.
out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're getting
pick a franchise.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, pick a franchise that you believe in and
right.
And that you're passionate about and you see the same from that franchisor.
Yeah, and that makes the day a lot more interesting, doesn't it, too, Summer and Alex? You know,
mm-hmm.
and what I got from watching both of you, you know, is that you're both very passionate. I can see the passion, you know, that both of you have in this particular business. You know, you seem very happy and enjoy the business, you know, you can see why it's been so successful, you know, and that is important, isn't it? You know, and if you're going to do it 60 hours a week or 40 hours or wherever, however many hours it is, you know, it's important that you enjoy it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So what are the plans for the future? I mean, where do you see, you know, Waxing in the City maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
We expect to have, I would say, 350 locations open in the next 5 years. You know, we have locations across the U.S. currently, and, you know, with Anytime Fitness, they're a world-renowned franchise. So, you know, we'd like to probably enter the international market at some point as well.
Wow. What would that feel like for both of you? I mean, it must be interesting, you know, to start it off with one, you know, unit and then, you know, already talk about, you know, the whole international concept because, as you said, this is a franchisable concept. You know, it's not difficult. You know, I mean, it could be really anywhere and everywhere, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. How about the location? I mean, is there a certain amount of space required, you know, to open up a Waxing in the City? And do you, like, need to be, like, on that main strip of, you know, Main Street, USA?
Yeah, I would say you would look for Class A real estate. and typically around 1,800 square feet.
That's great. Right, which isn't a lot, is it? You know, I mean, somewhere in Alex, you know, I guess what I'm saying is to find that, you know, type of location probably wouldn't be as difficult, you know, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. How do our listeners go about getting more information about becoming a franchisee to Waxing in the City? Any websites that they should go to or any numbers you want to plug?
I would say go to waxingthecity.com.
Okay.
And hit the franchise tab, how to franchise, and it will direct you to who you need to meet with.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you once again, Summer and Alex, for coming on the show, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful concept, and we're certainly going to keep our eye on you.
Great. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Summer. Thanks, Alex. Have a great day, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Carol Mercurio, and she talks about a subject that we talk frequently on the show, which is following the franchise system. She gives a lot of great other advice in addition to aspiring entrepreneurs, but I just thought her advice was fantastic. So here we go with Carol Mercurio, Franchise Consultants.
It is, because success means different things to different people.
Right.
You know, there are people that could be very happy making $40,000, $50,000 a year, and there's others that would just never tolerate that. So you have to pick the right opportunity. It's going to meet not just your personal goals, but your income potential as well.
You have to like what you're doing, and most of the time that'll turn into making more money. So.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the truth is that franchising really isn't for everyone. You know, it's, you know, Michael Gerber, you know, one of your guests who is one of my heroes, so to speak.
Right.
I love his book. I recommend his book all the time.
Yeah.
And as he says, you know, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and what he calls a technician.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll go into that if you want to move forward in the
Sure, absolutely. We'll go to the next slide. And that's slide four, Carol says, that's all great, but...
Do you have what it takes? And,
right.
and that's really what this presentation will help people do. When I do this presentation live, it takes about 2 hours. And, you know, there are people at the end of the presentation will run to the front door and can't get out fast enough. They're scared to death. Or you have those folks that just linger on because they really want to learn more and educate themselves to see if this is the right fit for them. But there's a lot to figure out, you know, before you actually can pull the trigger and make that decision. And as you mentioned just previously, the due diligence is imperative. You know, you have to do a good job of figuring that out. You know, is it the right connection personally, and are you connecting with a company that you feel is a comfortable marriage between the two of you?
Absolutely.
Right. And so that's what we're going to do, is help determine if this is, in fact, the right path to explore. And then we can move on to motivation.
Okay.
And, you know, if you know, for me, I think motivation is really, really a major component of this whole process. If you're not motivated to do this, don't do it. If somebody tells you you should do it for a variety of different reasons, but it's not your own passion,
right,
you probably won't do well at it. And, you know, there's two different types of motivation. There's positive motivation and there's negative motivation. So you have to think of it, is it an inspiration? Are you inspired to do this or are you desperate to do this? There's a big difference here.
Absolutely.
Are you, you know, running from something or you're running towards something?
Right, right.
And, you know, for me, I work with a lot of folks that have been downsized and they're in transition in life, and I certainly can relate to it. But they may go to looking at a business because they can't find a job. Or maybe lesser positions are offered to them, less money, less title, or maybe their severance is about to end and they need to make some decision quickly. Bad choice.
Right.
It's not a good reason to buy a business.
It's like a last resort type of decision. So you can quickly determine part of your services is finding out that motivation level pretty early on.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I won't move forward in our consultation until that candidate can tell me what their reason is.
Right.
And it's not just because, you know, I want control over my destiny. Who doesn't? You know, everybody does.
That's true.
They want to make more money. Who wouldn't?
Right, absolutely.
You know, it has to go layers deeper than that, or as I look at it, you know, having a burning desire, or I'll add to that a little pain. You know, if you can't relate to the pain, then there's no reward at the end.
Absolutely.
And going into business for yourself can be painful. You know, with franchising, of course, it's a little bit easier because you have all the support, but it's still you're starting a business from scratch.
That's
and you
Marty
have to
and I
really
always
want
talk
it.
About. Right.
I'm sorry?
Right, right. We always talk about that. That there's no guarantee of success, but if you follow the system, work hard, mm-hmm. look at the stats we just went over. I mean, the failure rate's so low. And then with getting the right
match,
you know, consultation from someone like yourself, then,
right.
you know, you should be okay.
Well, and it's true. And, you know, the systems that are in place with franchising are the major reasons why people gravitate to franchising. But if you're not the personality to follow a system, and you're more of that entrepreneur, as Michael Gerber would say,
right.
The best way to describe it is you can't paint the golden arches green.
Right, right.
You know, it just won't work.
Absolutely.
Either you follow the system and you'll be successful or not. But most importantly, there has to be a motivation. And everyone's motivation is different. You know, the way I help people see things is if you look down the road, say, the next 3-5 years from today, how do you see your life being different, if at all?
Right.
You know, what do you want to accomplish? You know, and for some people, it might be doing things that they've just missed doing, like having the freedom to play golf or, you know, having the money to buy a boat and taking their family on it and being with their family and having that quality time that they just don't have in their current world.
That's interesting.
So you consider that positive motivation because that's the whole big picture of success in business, working hard and then having all that personal stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah. What's the end result look like? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish by being in business for yourself? I mean, what is your burning desire? Where is the pain now? I mean, if you look at your current situation today, you know, I'll have people that I'm working with that are making, you know, well over six-figure incomes, and they...
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.